Irish epic poem in 33 cantos, read by the poet Paul O'Mahony. Canto 9. Light of day, help me pray, wipe the strain, erase my pain, mea culpa, mea culpa. Child of grace, save my face, let me walk through all talk, mea culpa, mea culpa. Sacrifice, break the ice, soul return, tears to burn, mea culpa, mea culpa. Children lie, adults sigh, community, security, mea culpa, mea culpa. The priest takes the cruet from the altar boy, pours wine over the rim of the chalice. It trickles down the gold, adds a smidgen of holy water, ripples on the surface, dribbles on the lip. A single droplet falls to earth. The boy in the soutane withdraws, leaves the priest to swirl the liquid he'll drink once the bread is transubstantiated. This is the miracle maker at work, the community leader in his professional capacity. Congregation prays, knees take the weight of the weight, judgment day brimstone. At least I've been to confession, made my peace with my Almighty, cleaned my soul, undone the harm waiting me if it should come to pass that the hair of Damocles snap. At least I can stand for the Our Father, ask for my daily bread, like the other buggers. Forgive us our sinners. I never belonged to the shinners. Et nenos in ducas in tentationem, said the lying bastard from Mallow. How'll I deal with the manager of my bank? She's a fierce good-looking woman, that nun, without her habit. She'd be a stunner. Underneath that pale restraint beats a heart of untold desire, fires my loins. If it wasn't for the GAA, I'd have raped the lot of them. You see that fecker in the dark suit, brown shoes and stripy socks? You know who he is? Aye, one of the O'Callaghans, from the O'Callaghan Strand, the same one who built the parkway when the shopping centre was anything but a centre. He's a licorice all sorts fellow. He's been to Bangkok. He's some fucking sinner. If he's up for absolution, I'll have some of what she's eating. Sleepless in Bunratty, where Sally met Harry Hughes, on the booze, off a flight to Shannon, some stop off. By the ashing embers, the bit of unburned briquette, the heat of evening glows, coal bucket brass. The gardener's year, overdue at the library. Firefighter, a single bottle of Marques de Cacares from Rioja. Poker up the arse, clay pots from White Horse brought from the hands of the old schoolhouse. Wiltshire Downs under Salisbury Plain meets the silence of the house. Emily Dickinson's ghost, shadowing the author who's lost Mont Blanc and doesn't know where to find him. Outside, the forces of darkness drew breath. Shoot moons from the sky over Glanmire. The gangsters long for sleep so badly they snort white powder to dream like lawyers. Off Washington Street, they sense the enemy approach, release the pit bull within and dull the shine in a wine glass they haven't washed. The old queens hold hands under the rug of anonymity, wondering if they've passed the age of consent. We are on the Bayeux tapestry, a feudal landscape on a tidal set of deeds half of them weren't entitled to. One warlord, only one high king, drooping eyelids, yawned to bits. Why don't you question? Why don't you whisper? Do you need me any longer? Do you want me on the floor? There's a tidal wave of dolphins 2 miles outside the door. I see 100,000 starlings wheel across the sky. At this point in the proceedings, the pen began to leak. The body stopped. The night watchman rose from the grave that was open, pushed away the boards, walked past the O'Briens, Morans, O'Mahonys, spat respectfully on one or two headstones that reminded him of the road from Lahinch to Liscannor, as if saying, "You can be off now, lads. I'll do the rest. I'll be here for the duration." End of Canto 9.